I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to everyone. We are delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Let's now join together in song with hymn number 1.
Be thou, O God, exalted high, and as thy glory fills the sky, so let it be on earth.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is life, truth, love, the principal chord of divine science, or in translation, how divine science, the word of God, impacts your life experience. Woven throughout the structure of these readings to create a singular tapestry are the books, the King James Version, The Message, and The Voice Bibles, along with Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures and Miscellany by Mary Baker Eddy, discoverer and founder of the Science of Christianity. For an uninterrupted flow, the books of the Bibles are from Genesis, Isaiah, Matthew, John, Romans, Ephesians, 1 John, and Revelation, and will not be otherwise announced. Consider the kind of extravagant love the Father has lavished on us. He calls us children of God. It's true. We are His beloved children. Therefore, listen and take note. From the farthest reaches to the nearest, listen up, heaven and earth, for the Eternal One has spoken. And this is how you'll know what I am. Out of nowhere, time, space, and all the living whirl forth as God speaks the universe into existence. With the utterance of His voice, creation takes form. Chaos yields to order. Light eclipses darkness, and emptiness fills with life. In the beginning, God created everything, the heavens above and the earth below. Here's what happened. At first, the earth lacked shape and was totally empty, and a dark fog draped over the deep, while God's spirit wind hovered over the surface of the empty waters. Then there was the voice of God. Let there be light. And light flashed into being. God saw that the light was beautiful and good, and He separated the light from the darkness. God named the light day, and the darkness, night. Evening gave way to morning. That was day one. Then there was the voice of God. Let there be a vast expanse in the middle of the waters. Let the waters above part from the waters below. So God parted the waters and formed this expanse, separating the waters above from the waters below. It happened just as God said. And God called the vast expanse sky. Evening gave way to morning. That was day two. Then there was the voice of God. Let the waters below the heavens be collected into one place and congregate into one vast sea, so that the dry land may appear. It happened just as God said. God called the dry land earth. And the waters congregated below seas. And God saw that His new creation was beautiful and good. Then there was the voice of God. Earth, sprout green vegetables. Green vegetation, grow all varieties of seed-bearing plants and all sorts of fruitful, fruit-bearing trees. And God saw that His new creation was beautiful and good. Evening gave way to morning. That was day three. Then there was the voice of God. Lights, come out. Shine in the vast expanse of heavens, sky, dividing day from night, to mark the seasons, days, and years. Lights, warm the earth with your light. It happened just as God said. God fashioned the two great lights, the brighter to mark the course of day, the dimmer to mark the course of night. And the divine needled night with the stars. God set them in heaven's sky to cast warm light on the earth, to rule over the day and night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that his new creation was beautiful and good. Evening gave way to morning. That was day four. Then there was the voice of God. Waters, swarm with fish and sea creatures. Let birds soar high above the earth in the broad expanse of sky. So God created huge sea creatures, all the swarm of life in the waters, and every kind and species of flying birds, each able to reproduce its own kind. And God saw that his new creation was beautiful and good. And God spoke this blessing over them. Be fruitful and multiply. Evening gave way to morning. That was day five. Then there was the voice of God. Earth, generate life. Produce a vast variety of living creatures, domesticated animals, small creeping creatures, and wild animals that roam the earth. It happened just as God said. God made earth creatures in a vast variety of species. God saw that his new creation was beautiful and good, and God paused. Now, let us conceive a new creation made in our image, fashioned according to our likeness, and let us grant them authority over all the earth. So God did just that. He created humanity in his image, created them male and female. Then God blessed them and gave them this directive, be fruitful and multiply. I make you trustees of my estate. So care for my creation and rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and every creature that roams across the earth. The crown of God's creation is a new creature, a creature that can sound the heartbeat of its creator. That creature, made male and female, reflects God's own relational richness. And God surveyed everything he had made, savoring its beauty and appreciating its goodness. Evening gave way to morning. That was day six. So now you see how the Creator swept into being the spangled heavens, the earth, and all their hosts in 6 days. On the seventh day, with the canvas of the cosmos completed, God paused from his labor and rested. Thus, God blessed day seven and made it special, an open time for pause and restoration, a sacred zone of Sabbath keeping. This is the detailed story of the eternal God's singular work in creating all that exists. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, for of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Are your ears awake? Listen. In the beginning, before time itself was measured, the voice was speaking. The voice was and is God. This celestial word remained ever present with the Creator. His speech shaped the entire cosmos. Immersed in the practice of creating, all things that exist were birthed in him. His breath filled all things with a living, breathing light. This life was the light of men, a light that thrives in the depths of darkness, blazes through murky bottoms. It cannot and will not be quenched. My response is to get down on my knees before the Father, this magnificent Father who parcels out all heaven and earth. I ask him to strengthen you by his Spirit, not a brute strength, but a glorious inner strength, that Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite him in. And I ask that with both feet planted firmly on love, you'll be able to take in with all the followers of Jesus the extravagant dimensions of Christ's love. Reach out and experience the breadth. Test its length. Plumb the depths. Rise to the heights. Live full lives, full in the fullness of God. God, may your fullness flood their entire beings. Then there was the voice of God. Open your eyes. Look around. Look north, south, east, and west. Everything you see, the whole land spread out before you. I will give you and your children forever. So, on your feet, get moving. Walk through the country, its length and breadth. I'm giving it all to you. Don't go down to Egypt. Stay where I tell you. Stay here in this land, and I'll be with you and bless you. I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, opening doors no one can lock, locking doors no one can open. I see what you've done. Now see what I've done. I've opened a door before you that no one can slam shut. Therefore, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Are your ears awake? Listen, listen to the wind words, the Spirit blowing through recapitulation. God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. Are these terms synonymous? They are. They refer to one absolute God. They are also intended to express the nature, essence, and wholeness of deity. Is there more than one God or principle? There is not. Principle and its idea is one. And this one is God, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent being. Man is idea, the image of love. He is not physique. He is the compound idea of God, including all right ideas, the conscious identity of being, as found in science, an idea which cannot be lost nor separated from its divine principle. Whatever reflects mind, life, truth, and love is spiritually conceived and brought forth. But the statement that man is conceived and evolved both spiritually and materially, or by both God and man, contradicts this eternal truth. All the vanities of the ages can never make both these contraries true. Divine science lays the axe at the root of the illusion that life, or mind, is formed by or is in the material body. And science will eventually destroy this illusion through the self-destruction of all error and the beatified understanding of the science of life, the structure of truth and love, whatever rests upon and proceeds from divine principle. This divine science of man is woven into one web of consistency without seam or rent. Mere speculation or superstition appropriates no part of the divine vesture, while inspiration restores every part of the Christly garment of righteousness. But the same mind, which was also in Christ Jesus, must always accompany the letter of Spirit in order to confirm and repeat the ancient demonstrations of prophets and apostles. That those wonders are not more commonly repeated today arises not so much from lack of desire as from lack of spiritual growth. Emerge gently from matter into spirit. Think not to thwart the spiritual ultimate of all things, but come naturally into spirit through better health and morals, and as the result of spiritual growth. If thought yields its dominion to other powers, it cannot outline on the body its own beautiful images, but it faces them and delineates foreign agents called disease and sin. Spiritual ideas unfold as we advance. A human perception of divine science, however limited, must be correct in order to be science and subject to demonstration. We know principle only through science. The principle of Christ is divine love, resistless life and truth. Then the science of the principle must be Christ-like or Christian science. More than regal is the majesty of the meekness of the Christ principle, and its might is the ever-flowing tides of truth that sweep the universe, create, and govern it, and its radiant stores of knowledge are the mysteries of exhaustless being. Seek ye these till you make their treasures yours. For unscientific methods are finding their dead level. Divine science, the word of God, saith to the darkness upon the face of error, God is all in all, and the light of ever-present love illumines the universe. Hence the eternal wonder that infinite space is peopled with God's ideas, reflecting him in countless spiritual forms. To material sense, this divine universe is dim and distant, gray in the somber hues of twilight. But anon, the veil is lifted, and the scene shifts into light. In the record, time is not yet measured by solar revolutions, and the motions and reflections of deific power cannot be apprehended until divine science becomes the interpreter. The still small voice of scientific thought reaches over continent and ocean to the globe's remotest bound. The inaudible voice of truth is to the human mind as when a lion roareth. It is heard in the desert and in dark places of fear. It arouses the seven thunders of evil and stirs their latent forces to utter the full diapason of secret tones. Come hither, arise from your false consciousness into the true sense of love, and behold the Lamb's wife, love wedded to its own spiritual idea. This sacred city, described in the Apocalypse as one that lieth foursquare and cometh down from God out of heaven, represents the light and glory of divine science. The builder and maker of this new Jerusalem is God, and it is a city which hath foundations. The description is metaphoric. Taken in its allegorical sense, the description of the city as foursquare has a profound meaning. The four sides of our city are the Word, Christ, Christianity, and divine science. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. This city is wholly spiritual, as its four sides indicate. And as the psalmist saith, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king. It is indeed a city of the spirit, fair, royal, and square. This testimony of Holy Writ sustains the fact in science that the heavens and earth, to one human consciousness, that consciousness which God bestows, are spiritual, while to another, the unillumined human mind, the vision is material. This shows unmistakably that what the human mind terms matter and spirit indicates states and stages of consciousness. Remember Jesus' words, "The kingdom of heaven is within you." This spiritual consciousness is therefore a present possibility. Hold perpetually this thought, that it is the spiritual idea, the Holy Ghost and Christ, which enables you to demonstrate with scientific certainty the rule of healing, based upon its divine principle love, underlying, overlying, and encompassing all true being. The calm and exalted thought, or spiritual apprehension, is at peace. Thus the dawn of ideas goes on, forming each successive stage of progress. Let there be light is the perpetual demand of truth and love, changing chaos into order and discord into the music of the spheres. A heart touched and hallowed by one chord of Christian Science can accomplish the full scale, but this heart must be honest and in earnest and never wearying of struggling to be perfect, to reflect the divine life, truth, and love, the realities of divine science.